Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, your shot to win $5,000 is about 15 minutes away with Beat the Bank.
ATM Extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme. We're definitely giving away money by Friday at 8:20. Yeah. If we don't have a winner, then we're just going to keep firing off guesses until we find a winner. Now, if we have five winners in the next few turns before Friday rolls around, it can't happen, though. But we will give away $5,000 each time somebody gets it right. So if somebody gets it right in the first round, we'll fill it back up. And if somebody gets it right on the first try then, we'll fill it back up. And then we'll play again tomorrow.
Woo.
We're giving as much money as we can away until Friday at 8:20.
Holiday's coming up. Need some holiday money.
Yeah, we got to get that money in there. Now, I want to tell you guys about Quip, just in case you're waking up this morning and you're sick and tired of your toothbrush. Quip is my favorite thing in my house right now. It's my electric toothbrush. I like it because it's affordable. I like it because it got my kids actually brushing their teeth the correct way, because Quip did come out with kids' brushes. So
it's pretty important.
Yeah, it's really important. It doesn't have those gimmicks that a lot of these electric toothbrushes have. Those are the things that make it more expensive. Quip just comes with the toothbrush.
Keep it simple.
It's got sensitive sonic vibrations to make sure your gums stay healthy. It's got that 2-minute timer that pulses every time you need to switch sides to make sure.
Every
30 seconds to make sure that we're brushing evenly and for the 2 minutes that we're supposed to be brushing. A lot of people don't brush for that long, and you're not doing yourself any favors there. It also has a multi-use cover, so it makes it easy to travel with. You just stick it in your backpack, stick it in your luggage. It's really small too, so it's not bulky at all. And you can actually have your brush heads automatically delivered to you for every 3 months on a dentist recommended schedule for just $5. You don't have to take a trip to the store anymore. You don't have to buy toothpaste, because they'll send all that to you: the battery, the brush head, and the toothpaste. And like I said, the kids' brushes are out there as well. Smaller ones just for the little kids' mouths. Quip starts at just $25 if you want to grab one yourself. And if you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. See them all over social media. The fans are rabid.
Yeah, buddy.
And there's a lot more bands out there than just BTS or the ones that you know. And one of those bands is Day 6. Part-time Justin and Anna are in here with us right now.
Yes, they were such a good band. They were... We were told that they're called K-Rock. Is that correct, Anna?
These guys are K-Rock.
Yeah, because they're a band. Like, they play their own instruments and everything.
The other ones we know that dance and do all the...
Yeah. So they do all their own instruments. They write their own music, like everything. They're just a K-Rock band.
That's awesome.
And they were the nicest group of guys ever. Mm-hmm. And
How many?
Six, seven?
Five
guys.
There's a lot of them.
Their name is Day 6, but they have 5 members. Right, originally had 6, but now they have 5.
And they all look so cool. They look like an Instagram theme or a mood, all wearing the same color.
Okay.
Just different types of shirt, tucked in different ways. But they were like the nicest group ever.
Were you guys a little nervous? Because I know they come from Korea, so there's always that language barrier that you see in interviews with K-pop bands or K-rock bands that come over here. Were you guys nervous about that at all?
Just a little bit. We were told that there's one guy who speaks English very well.
Uh-huh.
So we basically ended up talking to him. And there was one guy who was, like, decent at it. And so he spoke as well. And it was me and Anna talking to five guys and just trying to just vibe with them in the room, letting them know, like, hey, we listen to BTS and we like it. We dance, you know.
Yeah.
Pokemon is one of our favorite shows, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to
Find common ground in
this interview.
All right, let's meet Day 6.
All right, what's up? It's part-time Justin and Anna.
Hello.
What's up? And we are backstage with the K-Rock sensation, Day 6. What's up?
Hey.
Heard you guys rehearsing just a little bit, getting ready those vocals for the show tonight.
Are we ready?
Yes. What are some of the vocals that you do to practice for the show?
We got a couple vocal exercises. We got version 1 from Brian, version 2 from Sungjin. If you want to start with version 1, Brian. It actually works.
That is so
That's amazing.
So cool.
That's amazing.
Anna, let's try it real quick. 1, 2, 3.
we're not singers.
No, we're not singers.
We'll
leave that to you guys.
Yeah, but welcome back to the United States. Yeah. How is this tour any different than the last time that you guys were here?
Oh, man. Oh, it's definitely been a blast. The last time we came here, we were excited. We got a lot of energy. And through that energy, we were able to, you know, figure out a pathway for our next album, which we wanted to do a little bit more concert-filled music. And then we came back with the more concert-filled-oriented album, and we hit them. And we really like the response that we're getting this time.
Why do you think K-rock and K-pop has taken over, like, an American sensation? Like, the fans here love you guys. What do you think K-pop and K-rock have done to influence all this?
Wow, we didn't know that it took over, but we're very happy and we're humbled and honored for that kind of reaction. I think for us, we don't focus too much on that kind of stuff. We're just doing the music that we like to do because we're super curious kids and we just get curious about music. And every album is a chapter? Yes, like a chapter of our lives. Oh, you already know. Okay, thank you.
I did my research. Like of course. Which, speaking of, I did see that you guys said that this was basically like the beginning of the next chapter. What can we expect to see throughout this chapter of your lives?
Basically, the whole Day6 discography, starting from the beginning, has been an emotional ride. Mm-hmm. And the message that we want to give out is we're just normal human beings and we're just expressing our emotions and the things that we've gone through within that album. And that album and whatever songs and emotions are in that album is what we felt during that time period. So we're on this ride together, right? Mm-hmm. So we're riding this ride together and riding this wave. And with every album, you guys will be able to understand the things that we have been feeling. So that's pretty much our thing.
How did we get the name Day6? Because I bet you guys are all each other's day ones for sure. But how did y'all get Day6? Why not Day5? Day 2? Day 3?
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we take care of those because we have 5 members. So we're going to take care of that. And Saturday is going to be the My Days, the fans, or the people that listen to our music. Aww. And Sunday is a rest day.
Okay, how amazing. How awesome. So speaking of your fans, I guess, so I was looking on Twitter to see what all of the fans were saying about this tour. Everybody was so excited. And I saw that some fans go to your shows by themselves, but then they make friends while they're there. So for you guys, how does it feel knowing that your music not only connects your fans to you, but to each other and to new people and to new friends?
저는 되게 좋다고 생각해요. It's positive. Yes. 저거 뭐냐. 우리 공연을 즐길 때 사실 혼자서도 즐기는 것도 되게 재밌지만 근데 다 같이 뭔가 친구들끼리 이제 대화를 할 수 있는 무언가가 딱 생기는 그것도 저는 나쁘지 않다고 생각을 해서 그게 진짜 실제 친구를 데리고 와서 같이 그거를 공유하는 것도 좋지만 그 자리에서 직접 딱 바로 만난 그 사람들과 이제 친해질 수 있는 그런 계기가 될 수 있는 거라면 저도 예, 공연장에서 친구 하나 사귀는 건 나쁘지 않다고 생각을 합니다.
So basically what he's saying is he thinks it's a positive thing that we're able to make friends at the concert halls through the topic of Day6. It's always good to have a topic of conversation within your friends, whether they've been your friends or are new friends. Mm-hmm. So coming to the concert and be able to conversate about it and share the positive vibes is always a good thing. He's in support of that. Right. And also whether you made new friends here or you've had friends that have liked Day6, he feels like having friends in general is good. And therefore, once again, going back to the positive vibes.
Yeah.
Positive vibes, good vibes.
Absolutely.
And how was the writing process like? Because you guys play your own instruments. Y'all write your own music. How do y'all, what's it like in the recording studio to make the beautiful songs that y'all make?
I think we have a easier time with the music because we could just take it straight from the studio to the stage because we're obviously not going to write lines that we can't perform live or that we're going to have difficulty with that. So with the playing aspect, I think we could transition that straight from the studio to the concert hall. So that's no problem. And also, I guess for our lyrical message in general, I think Young K probably wants to talk about that.
So the inspiration probably comes from like our everyday life because in the earlier days, we used to write more about like how there were some unnecessary expressions, but as time went by, like things got 정돈돼서 cleared up, and then like we know what to write about, how to write it, and what gets to the audience in a faster and easier way. So it's more about like how we what we experience in everyday life and what we see and kind of put that in a story and with the melody that we have, and that becomes our lyrics.
What's the biggest difference between American fans and Korean fans?
I think they're both, they both get a little bit wild during the concerts,
but
it might be a little bit different how they show it.
Okay.
Like, we see American fans more grooving and just like dancing to some songs, and we see Koreans just like, you know?
More shaking, fist bump.
I think the energy is both wild and crazy, but just different,
just how they express it.
So exactly.
I believe it.
And since you do have fans on like a global stage, what kind of message do you hope that all your fans take away from your music?
In this album specifically, we wanted to, like we said before, the beginning of a new chapter, beginning of a new relationship with others. But in order to do that, we thought it was important to know yourself better and like learn how to love yourself in order to have a healthy relationship with others. So we, throughout this concert, we wanted to, of course, have fun and have a good vibe, but at the same time, we wanted them to think about and learn how to like accept themselves and love themselves in order to have a better relationship and go outside and have a happier life.
Well, thank you guys so much. This is so awesome. You guys are going to kill your show tonight. Those fans are wrapped around the building. Mm-hmm. It's going to be lit. All right, so let's give it up for day six, y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rest on that Sunday.
Yeah.
I like them live.
They're so nice.
His English was so good.
Yeah, so he grew up in like California. And then moved to South Korea.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not all of them are from.
So some of them did live in the States for a little bit before going back to South Korea.
From South America.
Yeah, another one like went to college in Canada. So they're global.
Does the one that live in South America speak Spanish?
I don't know. Should I
have asked?
That would have been great. So, day six, K Rock group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super,
super cool guys. They're all about love and good vibes only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very, very positive guys.
And there were a bunch of girls outside?
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped around the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ratio of guy to girl.
More girls. Yeah.
Mostly girls.
Probably 10 to 1.
10 at least, probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were good. But yeah, their show was awesome. It was awesome.
What else can we look forward to in the part-time Justin and Anna interview series?
Well, so we got to interview Clancy Brown. He's the voice of Mr. Krabs for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, and he also, favorite.
Yes. And then he also has a show coming out called
Emergence.
And so we got to interview him about that. And we played him a funny clip at the very beginning before we interviewed him. And he thought it was funny. And this is what he said.
That's a crazy clip you just played.
Oh my god, Mr. Krabs! Oh my god, I'm fangirling so hard right now.
You've been playing Mr. Krabs for 20 years now. This is impeccable. Like, he's part of your personality, like a part of who you are. Do you have him tattooed on your body?
Is he really a part of who I am?
I
suppose you're right. No, there's no tattoos. I think we just started this thing a few months ago.
Obviously, when you start, you probably don't assume that it will go on for that long. What would you say is like the secret to the success of a show lasting this long? What would you say is the secret formula to SpongeBob?
What would I say is the secret formula? I can't tell you what the secret formula is. Thanks, everybody, listening.
Oh my god! That was amazing.
How do you get your voice to do that? Do you throw it in the back of your throat and then you start talking?
Yeah.
Wait, so like when you
I don't know. There are like voiceover guys that can tell you exactly what they do. I don't know. I just kind of do it.
You can't reveal your secrets.
How do you? I don't know.
It sounds like he goes to the back of his throat.
It's like, formula.
Did you do your SpongeBob laugh for him?
Oh no!
You didn't do your SpongeBob.
No, like here. I should have done that. But he told us he was going to give us the number to SpongeBob, the guy who plays SpongeBob's voice.
Yeah,
and he never did. So.
He was yanking your chain, matey.
Matey.
It was so cool. We talked to Mr. Krabs.
Yeah,
that is so
awesome.
Cool. And he did the voice for you guys.
Yes, and this John Clancy Brown, I guess Clancy Brown. He's been in Shawshank Redemption. He was the fire demon in Thor Ragnarok.
Not quite the resume.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And he's got like a scary movie coming out. The release date isn't out. I forgot the title of the movie, but it's going to be creepy. His voice is so deep and dark, and he's a tall man, so
He's pretty intimidating. Yeah.
So he doesn't just do cartoon and animated films. No. He's doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're watching movies and it's Mr. Krabs.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he's already blossomed, JC.
A long time ago, Big Al.
Yeah, he's not blossoming.
Yeah. He's a full-on flower.
Full-on flower.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll have that full interview of us talking to Clancy Brown, Mr. Krabs, on my podcast, Channel Surfing.
Oh, it's a Channel Surfing special right there. Well done, guys. If you want to check out the interview with Day 6, you're a big Day 6 fan, we'll have it up at KidNation.com. And you can check out the Mr. Krabs interview on Anna's podcast. And check out all the other podcasts we have, too, Kid Nation, at KidNation.com. We have a nice little lineup for you on there. But it's time to try to win some money, Kid Nation. The name of the game is Beat the Bank.
ATM Extreme.
Yeah, you can win $5,000 right now. Just pick up your phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're going to holler at callers number 17 and 19.
Done.
To play this round. Hopefully you've been keeping track of all the wrong guesses. Maybe you'll get lucky, score that $5,000. We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're bragging about a size 13. All right, Big Al's foot and mouth moment coming up here after we play the game.
Yes, I see. I was like, your mouth is cool.
Yeah, because he put his foot in his mouth, Jenna.
Okay.
Who did Big Al offend this time? All right, we'll find out shortly. First, let's meet our contestants. Hello, Destiny.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Chilling.
We had a Destiny earlier this week, if I'm not mistaken, that played. Or was it you?
I think you pronounced it wrong. It's Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie. I thought you said Destiny. I'm sorry.
I did say Destiny.
Okay. Well, Stephanie?
Oh, it's Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got that straight.
Yeah, just sometimes it's hard to hear on the phone.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah,
it's all good. Well, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Our bad.
You can't play because we were looking for Destiny.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Maybe it's your destiny to be here.
There you go.
That's what it was right there. All right. Well, Stephanie, what you got going on right now?
I'm taking my brothers to school.
Oh, you're driving the brothers to school?
Nice of you.
Yes. Do you always do that, or are you just being nice?
I'm just being nice, actually.
Yeah, you're good. And how old are your brothers?
One is 17 and one is 14.
Wow.
Oh, cool. All right, what a cool big sister right there.
There you go.
Taking the brothers to school. And you would like $5,000, right, Stephanie?
Of course.
You've been keeping track of the wrong guesses?
Kind of been trying, but not.
I feel you. It's okay. All you need is that one lucky pin, and you're all set with $5,000. What do you think it is?
Okay, it's 7604.
Okay.
Access denied.
It was a first-time guest, though, Stephanie. Good. So that's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful day dropping off the kids. There goes Stephanie, not Destiny. Bianca, if that's your real name, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Bianca?
Good morning, how are you?
Doing awesome. What you got going on right now?
I'm actually about to clock into work.
Ooh, what do you do for work?
I work at a parts store.
A what?
And I make deliveries.
Parts.
I work at a parts store and I make deliveries.
Can I get some parts?
Sure. All right. What do you need?
alternator?
I can hook you up.
Is that the first part you thought of?
You got the hookup.
Yeah, sure.
I'm so happy I got through to you guys.
We're
this
happy
is like
too.
The first time I'm so happy.
Oh, good.
Yay. We're happy too, and we're hoping you win a bunch of money here, Bianca. Do you think you got the pen?
I'm hoping so. I've been trying to keep track. So,
okay.
I believe what I told Justin was 4607.
Okay.
4607.
Access denied.
Dang. That was a first-time guess as well, so two more guesses you can cross off. And Bianca, you have a wonderful day at work today, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a good day, too.
You too. Deal them parts right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another chance for you to play here in less than an hour, about 50 minutes away, 45 minutes away. We'll have you call in again, and you'll get your shot at winning that money. And Big Al, you were talking about how your mouth is all full because there's a size 13 in there.
Yeah, I've done this before, but this was pretty epic, I think.
Pretty epic.
Yeah. And
Big Al always sells his stories pretty well.
And actually, we have the person that was affected.
The offendee.
On the phone right now.
Do you want to bring them in?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know their name?
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
It's a man?
I was shocked, too.
I figured it was like a false pregnancy accusation.
I was thinking, like, what listener or woman did he offend this time? But it's a dude. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh, I can hear the sadness in his voice.
Brandon, do you even know what Big Al, you know what he's talking about? Do you have any idea what's going on here?
Not a clue, sir.
Not a clue, sir.
There you go. You're about to draw attention to something that he's not even offended by.
So, before you start out, Brandon, how's your life? You're doing good right now? Good day?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. It's a good day.
Well, we're about to ruin it.
How did you and Big Al cross paths recently?
I went into his restaurant in downtown Waxahachie.
Okay, so you want
a patron.
This was yesterday. And he was promoting his business. Okay. And he gave me a business card.
Okay. So not a patron.
No.
Well,
he came in and there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys in the bar, sitting at the bar as I was. And there was a couple. And then Brandon approached and said, hey, Big Al, I have a business and I'd like to give you a business card.
A business.
And he's in the resurfacing business. Is that correct, Brandon?
Yes, sir. I take epoxy resin and I coat surfaces. And I recreate natural stone and customize towards, you know, sports teams, colors, or pretty much anything your imagination come up with, we can do.
You
can use that for your bar.
Yeah.
Sure. And he dressed very professionally, came in, shook my hand. Everything was all good. And so he walked off. And so I put the business card on my computer, just like I'm doing right now. And as he walked off, and I just kind of looked at the business card again, and And then I just kind of made an observation. I looked around the corner just to make sure he wasn't there because I was going to say, I said, man, this is the worst business card I've ever seen in my life.
I said,
you can't see the name of the company. And as I was talking to my buddies, I was kind of getting a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And because I was kind of getting worked up, you know, and
you got fired up about that.
I said, business card.
I said, I've done this because I've used to cold call a lot myself. I said, my guys kind of chime in. Say, yeah, man.
The mark of a successful business is a great business card. Look at Al.
You can't see the name. So I'm getting louder and louder. I'm like, sure. Man, this business card sucks. And I looked around the corner. The two people that were sitting there were about to leave. They got up and left, and it was Brandon and his date, wife, girlfriend, I'm not sure.
You probably didn't even hear
and
him.
Heard, I would assume, heard. So as soon as they hit the door, I go, oh, my God, that was the guy.
And Brandon.
Brandon, did you hear that?
I hear that. I do.
Did you hear him yesterday?
No, well, you know, I didn't, but now I definitely have.
So now it's double bad.
Ow.
Oh,
That's super bad now, huh?
So I wanted to apologize.
Let me see the business card.
Brandon, I need your services, actually, genuinely, from my office.
I thought that I had said those things. I wasn't dogging the business at all. I was just dogging.
Wait, why don't you like it? It's cool. It looks like stone.
First of all, it looks like stone. I think it's nice. It does have the name of his business right there, North Texas Custom Surfacing.
I apologize. I thought I had said those words and you had heard me and I felt Brandon's
card say the name of the company, it also tells you what he does. He wants to customize your life.
It's legible.
Yeah.
It's very legible.
I can see it from here.
Countertops, backsplash, vanity, bathroom, flooring, shower walls, furniture.
And it looks like nice marble or stone, right?
It is.
Can you make out the phone number, email, everything? Can you make it out?
Yeah, he definitely has his name, Brandon, right there. He's got his phone number.
Sorry, Brandon.
We started off the call by Brandon saying he wasn't offended.
Email.
And Al proceeded to offend him.
Insult him. Yeah.
Just keep going.
And then you flip it to the backside, Kelly. And Brandon, my man, is on social media. He's got his Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, all there.
He deserves it to be mentioned. Give it to me. I'm going to follow him.
Say the name of the business again.
North Texas Custom Surfacing. Is that what you're talking about, Big Al?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, Brandon, I apologize.
That's also the follow, Jenna.
I thought that I had said those... Insensitive things and you in your hearing and
Brandon, I'm gonna use you
but you didn't, so never mind.
Yes, sir. Well, Big Al, it's okay, man. You know, we all have bad days. Yeah. We've all been there.
Yes.
You know, I accept your apology, and I'm very grateful for it.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, the business card, the design on the business card is actually a piece that I actually made.
Oh,
wow. My wife took and put on the business card. So that design is something that I made with the epoxy.
What's on your business card, Al?
Yeah.
I don't have any cards.
That's Al's dumb face.
Dumb face.
I'm going to make sure that I buy something from you, Mr. Brandon, okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, Brandon, is this your personal phone number here on the card?
Yes, sir, it is.
Are you from California?
No, sir. I was stationed there when I was in the military, actually.
Oh, you're insulting a veteran.
Thank you for your service, Brandon. I sure do.
We'll talk to my man, Brandon, anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. How many years did you serve in what branch?
4 years in the United States Marine Corps.
Hoo-ah!
Ooh, yeah.
What'd you do for our country, Al?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Damn thing.
Brandon's designing his cards, which are very legible, by the way.
I have so much respect for you. You're promoting your business just out there on the streets.
You got great promotion now, Brandon.
I felt so bad, Brandon. I was like, oh my God, that was the most terrible thing I've ever done in my life.
No, you've done worse.
If it makes you feel better.
I love going to your restaurant. I love, you know, Big Al's balls was delicious yesterday.
Thank you, Brandon.
Look at him still being
business.
The bigger man.
Now, did I hear you, Brandon, say, I loved going, like you're not going to go back?
No, I think I will.
Thank you, Brandon.
I'll take some sample pieces with me next time I go, too.
Yeah, please bring some samples in. I'm buying something for
you. I'm messaging you, Brandon.
Yeah.
I might
need you here, Brandon. My wife and I were talking about some countertops.
Look at that.
There you go.
All right. All right, man.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
all right,
buddy.
Brandon, we love you.
I love you guys. You guys are great. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you hear his voice? It just hurt his feelings.
He didn't even hear you.
I would have just let it go.
No, Shannon, you just don't understand.
I understand everything. We just heard the story.
Here's what you could have done, Al. If you saw him get up with his girl or wife and walk out and you're realizing, oh, crap, that's the dude, I would have chased after him
in that moment and gone,
Brandon, I don't know if you just heard what I said. I am so deeply sorry.
I was too busy hollering.
And he never heard it.
He heard it on the radio with everybody.
That was so uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
Pretty awkward.
You know what? Somebody's going to have Al's back.
They always do.
Somehow
I'm going to get yelled at.
Oh, for sure. They're going to. Jenna, stop being so mean to Big Al.
Somebody's going to get Al's back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al had a foot and mouth moment that turned out to be not a foot and mouth moment. Turned into that on the radio show.
Yeah,
he didn't even hear what you said, Big Al.
I just knew he did. That's because he got up and left as I was on the tail end of the rant.
Yeah.
So I figured that's why. Anyway,
if you're missing, Big Al just ranted about a person's business card that he handed to Big Al and was ranting about it and noticed that somebody got up and left and it was the guy. So we called him this morning because Al had his business card.
Yeah, and I felt so bad.
And we asked him, did you hear Big Al going off about your business card? And he said no. So he heard it just like we did first time here on the radio.
Yeah.
You did have some people getting your back, though, on the text.
Oh, boy.
Y'all leave Big Al Mac alone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We also had one that said, Big Al needs to be Kevin Jonas. Turn off his mic. Well, y'all taking shots at my dude Kevin Jonas for, man.
No.
Chill. Speaking of chilling.
Yeah.
Winter is coming soon.
It is.
And you know what? We know it's not fun. All that cold.
Skip it.
Skip that with the help of Visit Florida. Just tell us about your hashtag winter problems to score a vacation for two to the Los Miami Beach Hotel where you can soak up the sun and skip winter. We're going to pick one of our favorites to win each day next week. So it starts on Monday. And you can go enter at kidnation.com. Again, you're giving us your hashtag winter problems.
Got it.
Winter problems. My birthday present problem is still out there with Kinsey.
Oh, boy.
Luckily, I called yesterday my dude because I ordered it. I bought my wife an Apple phone. And I...
iPhone 11?
iPhone 11.
Yeah.
And, the 11, yeah.
The new one, yeah.
The new 11. And so she, when I told her I was going to give it to her early because her microphone broke on her phone, she looked at me. She's like, I would never want that. She didn't catch me saying I got it for you. She just thought I said I was going to get it for her. And she said she would never want it. I called yesterday after the show.
Yeah.
My man's was cool about it. Took my refund. He said, we'll sell it fast. It'll show up to the store and we'll just put it out there. It's going to sell. It's all good. Replaced it. Cool. Thank you so much. Give my money back.
So now you're back at square one.
Good.
Though.
Now I'm at square one, but Kinsey gets home yesterday. Still, her phone's not working very well. And at about 6 o'clock last night, looks at me and she goes, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get that phone after all.
Are you lying to me?
Oh, yeah.
You lying to me, man.
So I looked at her and I was like, excuse me.
You go,
what?
Whoa.
I was like, well, what? I was like, what? Huh? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to call around. So she calls around some stores. And one around our neighborhood had it, had one, right?
Was it the one you canceled?
I don't know if it was the one I canceled, but she went out to the store and got the phone anyway.
Well, she told you she wanted it, just not for her birthday, but she wanted a cheaper, phone.
She was going to get the
It's a want versus a need, right? Yeah. She needs the phone, but she wants something that she doesn't need for her birthday.
Yeah, but now you're stuck trying to figure out what to get her for
her
birthday.
Now I got to figure out what to get her for her birthday.
I'm team JC on this one. That was a good gift.
Thank you, Al.
Yes. I agreed.
So my wife's now the proud new owner of an iPhone 11.
Of her own.
Well, just book her a spa day, keep the kids, done.
I do that. See, I did that for her for Mother's Day.
Do it again.
I told she wants an overnight with
she's
you
making
somewhere.
It too hard.
She just used it. This
we'll get her, then she needs another one.
Like people don't use gift cards. I've noticed that.
Excuse me, she wants another one.
She wants another one.
Another one.
Should I get her a purse or something? I can't talk about
that. Can we just talk about this off the air and I can give you a couple good ideas?
You know I got you there.
Well, this is why. It's not that I'm the best gift giver. It's just that when I can relate to her and I know, and Kinsey and I are friendly and I know, you know what I mean? We're friends and she tells me things. So I know what she wants and it's worked before for you in the past.
I know. I felt like I did such a good job.
I get it. You want to go rogue.
And ultimately you did. That's what she really wanted. Yeah. She went and got it.
I did get her the ring finally. Jenna helped me with that one.
Yeah, but that's just because she had complimented mine, and I'm like, go.
I've
go,
given
get this.
A couple of computers as gifts, and they went over pretty well. Perfume.
Uh-huh.
You know, you talked about the want versus the need.
Well, it's such a lesson in love language again. You know, they say that's the deal with love languages, right? That we tend to expect the kind of love language we want, right? Like, a lot of times when you're a gift giver, when your partner doesn't give you gifts, you think they don't love you. But they're showing their love language in a way. So that's why you need to read that book, so you understand your partner's love language. And she doesn't like technology.
Nope.
She wants either material things or experiences.
I should have known that when I got her the computer, Big Al. She left it in the box for 6 months.
That's one of the things I miss about having a girlfriend, to be honest with you. Buying her stuff. I really like doing that.
It's true.
Messing up. But I do
I remember when I'd get a new boyfriend, I was so excited to go to the mall and buy him stuff, probably a little prematurely in a lot of incidents. But I just loved it.
I know.
I don't know what to do. My boyfriend's birthday is coming up, and I haven't been with him. We're right at a year. So he had a big birthday party last year, and I'm not good at events. I don't like planning parties for myself. I never have birthday parties. You've seen that all these years. I do a dinner. That's it. I don't know what to do. And he says he doesn't need a party, but I think he's lying. Like, I think he wants me to plan something fun. I think he would like either a surprise party or a theme party. And I have no idea what to
do. Kidnap him and take him somewhere.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Out of town.
Yeah.
Kidnap him.
That's cheap.
For a quick weekend somewhere. It doesn't have to be
a bed and breakfast or something. You know, outside of San Antonio, anything.
Yeah, a quick little road trip. That'd be cool.
Because then that alleviates planning a party.
And it's exciting and romantic. You pack for him. Don't even let him pack for himself.
Right.
Just say, honey, get in the car. We're out of here.
Now, you got to make sure he likes that type of stuff. Because I'm on the weekends. I like to be a recluse and go and stay at home.
He wants to do that.
He'd like it. He just has a lot of work. So it's hard to pull him away. Because what if he has to do something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him to set aside. Or have a buddy that he works with.
Yeah.
Make sure that he's not busy.
Okay.
Oh, I hope he wasn't listening to all that.
And wants to know if you're listening.
Oh,
what's
fine.
Up, bro?
It's fine.
You're all good. Now let's have a Tyler C moment. It's our Tyler C moment of the day.
Oh, we're going to start this? Is it going to be a daily thing?
If I hear anything from Tyler C, I'm bringing it up because that's the
you're
man right there.
So cute.
Tyler C did a video with E! News telling women everything.
Oh, everything?
Everything they need to hear, Kelly.
The way you stay in yoga pants all day is so sexy. Whoever said workout clothes are only for the gym is seriously disturbed. Your limited taste in only pop music is super endearing. Just keep listening to Taylor Swift's new album on repeat. There's so many bangers. Lover! Don't ever apologize for not knowing what you want to eat. It's a big decision. Dinner only comes once a day.
Oh my gosh.
Love that. Because you're like, is he being serious?
I don't know.
He's reading really? A teleprompter.
He's
yeah.
reading
like,
something.
Do you really think that? Because I'm not really sure if he was joking. It's so cute.
All right.
Why am I blushing? Because I was listening to Tyler's thing. It makes me blush. He's just so cute.
Yes, Big Al.
We're going full circle here. Kenzie texted me during the break.
What'd she say?
She said, if you miss buying stuff for girls, you can buy me something. I said, great, I'm getting you an iPad. She said, perfect.
Shut up. No, she did it. She probably would like an iPad. Of course. Man, it finds so hard.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Turn that bad boy to 10, turn around, do something else. All right.
We should talk about what we would do if the bank accidentally put money in our account. Because, you know, the bank will eventually notice and you have to give it back. A lot of people get in trouble for it.
Uh-huh.
My buddies say he would just go put it all on black and hopefully he wins. And then that way he could give back the money the bank gave him. But then he...
Hopefully.
What if?
You got a 50-50 shot, man.
What if he loses?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, Cindy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I didn't expect you guys to actually, like,
answer.
I don't know. Okay.
We answered.
Yeah.
Our phone was ringing.
Yeah.
Like, it's ringing. We might as well answer. And right. Boom,
shocked
Cindy.
When it finally happens, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking.
Yeah, because normally you get that little busy signal, huh, Cindy? And then when you heard that tone, you probably got excited just from hearing that.
Yeah, just from it actually ringing. And then Justin answered, and he said, Kid Kratic Morning Show, and I, like, didn't even know what to say because I didn't think anybody's going to answer.
Oh, you got to talk to Justin? How do you do as a phone screener?
I did. Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he did good? Okay.
Good.
Yeah, we're taking reviews here.
Glad he's here.
Yeah, his review's up, so we're making sure everything's going smooth with the callers there. Okay, Cindy?
Absolutely.
All right, Cindy. You've been keeping track of all the pins?
I sure have.
All right, well, let's see what you think it is and try to win that money.
I'm going to go with 0476.
Doggone it.
That was a first-time guess, though. So there's that.
All right.
Well, that helps the next person out, right?
That does.
Maybe you can try back.
Team effort. Yeah, you keep on trying, Cindy. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for getting through and talking to us. Hey, Kay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
What you doing?
Sitting there shaking.
Oh, hey.
Hello, mate.
No. Miss Jessie, to talk to you in your native accent.
I can't do that to a person that actually has the accent because I think my accent's pretty bad, Kay.
No, it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Is it? It's pretty good, right, mate?
Where exactly are you from, Kay?
From London.
London.
London proper.
Oh, I love London.
Yes. Yes.
Have you met any of the royals?
Yes, I actually did. I shook hands with Prince Charles.
What?
Yes. Wow. He came to Twickenham. I was in Twickenham. He was doing a walk through the town, and everybody was there, and I was like 8 months pregnant. I was pushed to the front, and I shook his hand.
Wow. Awesome.
Just before he got married to Prince Di. Princess Di.
That is a crazy cool story. Now, you're not allowed to shake their hand unless they initiate, right? That's the royal protocol?
Well, I don't know. I just put my hand out and he shook it.
There you go.
But my
wow.
Well, what would you do if you won 4,089 pounds?
Well, we're going back to England on Thursday. I've got to go back for a funeral, so that'd be where the money goes. So it's coming very handy at the moment.
Right. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but, yeah, it's life.
Do you like footy?
What?
Sorry?
Soccer?
Soccer, yeah.
Football?
Football.
Go Cowboys.
American.
There you go.
Awesome.
There you go. All right. Okay, well, let's see if we can get you that money so you can get back home and see your family. What do you think the pin is?
It's 0674. Through,
we're glad you got through as well, okay? And
okay.
Safe travels.
Right, well, have a good day.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Make sure when you go to the airport, you drive on the right side of the street now.
Oh, I don't drive. I'm a non-driver.
Yeah, Al, she's careful out there, okay? We love you. You keep on trying to call us. Man, that's a cool accent.
Yeah.
All right. $5,000 still out there, Kid Nation.
Right.
Tomorrow, we definitely will give it away. By 8:20 Central, around this time tomorrow, somebody's going to be screaming on the phone.
Yep.
We're going to take calls until someone wins. So make sure you're listening up for Beat the Bank.
ATM Extreme.
Extreme.
And let's do some first world problems.
I got a first world problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I got a first world problem.
Right.
It hit me recently. I went to the Blink 182 Lil Wayne concert.
Uh-huh.
And when I purchased my tickets, it said, hey, you are going to receive Blink 182's new album, 9, when it comes out. Because I went before their album dropped.
Yeah.
So I had been patiently waiting, and finally it shows up in the mail.
Okay, good.
It's a CD. And I do not own a CD player. So I can't play my Blink 182 album. Hashtag first world
problem.
Man. All right, what is your first world problem, Kid Nation? We'll take your calls, get it off your chest. We'll laugh about it next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
We all got them, Kid Nation, and it's okay to complain sometimes.
Sure.
Get it off your chest here. We give you the platform to do so. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right. Small problems in your world. Worst things going on out there. Let's get it off here. Got Jessica's Instagram message.
What'd she say?
And Jessica said, hi, my mom bought a van. So now I have to walk to school because, yeah, I'm not getting in that thing and letting her drop me off at school anymore. Hashtag first world problems.
I get it.
Come on, the minivan gets a bad rap.
Yeah, you're a minivan.
Look.
My mad mom in a minivan.
I personally would not buy one, but I've been in Kelly's.
So awesome.
It's like sitting first class
in a
flight. And we don't get to do that very often, but I walk past them a lot because we travel quite a bit. And I imagine this is what it feels like. No warm nuts. But I think you had warm seats.
Yes, I do.
And TV screens.
And for you, I'll get warm nuts next time.
Put them in the seats.
Yeah.
Warm them up.
Yeah, try the van just for a little bit, you know? What's up, Jimmy?
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Jimmy?
Yeah. Good.
All right. What's your first world problem, bro?
I got a personal problem. My personal problem is I don't own a belt. So what I got to take my belt loop and my button and stick it in my belt loop and swing it on across and button it on up, pull my pants up together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't fall.
Would you like us to buy you a belt?
I'd like you to take your belt off and try it. It works.
Well, I don't have a belt on right now.
So you take your belt off, Jimmy.
Take the belt on off here. I got it. Unbutton your trousers. Got it. Yeah. All right, now take the button. Uh-huh. Stick it back between your belt loop on the right hand side. All right. Roll across. Button it on up. Lifesaver. Hashtag lifesaver. It makes a weird fold where it works. It makes a little weird fold in your pants.
Works in a pant.
Yeah. Jimmy, this
well,
is...
Well, yeah. Well, but I wear the pants, so, you know, the weird fold's already there.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? That was a helpful hint for people in a pinch.
That's a pro tip right
if
there.
If you ever forget your belt, that's Jimmy hot. Just gave us the hack on how to fix that. Jimmy, you have a wonderful day, man. Thanks for making a smile this morning.
All right. Thank you so much.
You keep calling, Jimmy.
I'll call every day.
All right, bro.
That'd be great. Tips from Jimmy. Jimmy, right?
Jimmy's life hack. Of the day. Or maybe of the week. Maybe there's not.
How many of you were holding your breath waiting for him to start cussing?
I was. Me. I'm important for my
I had full faith in Jimmy.
I was holding my breath just waiting for you to hit the dump button.
Trey's hand was on the button.
Jimmy had it under control.
I figured out that was a bit.
My man's was under control. We all good.
Okay, Jimmy.
I'm going to put Jimmy on hold. Maybe he passed the non-cussing test.
Yeah, right.
And that's how he fooled us.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's going to cuss next time? Jimmy's not cussing.
No.
Right, you think you got it.
No way. No way. What's up, Jennifer?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
I am a barista, so I work in a coffee shop, but ever since I got pregnant, I do not like coffee.
Wow. Oh, wow. Interesting.
What about the smell? Can you put up with the smell?
Yeah, the smell's okay. It's just the taste. It tastes like dirt.
Yeah. You know what? I just tried an Italian roast for the first time, Jennifer.
And?
It's eh. I like the vanilla coffee we had before.
Okay.
It does have that little bit of that dirt taste that you're talking about, Jennifer. Mm-hmm.
Did you do that because we just had a caller on that was from Europe?
No, I got it because we ran out of the vanilla.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, we ran out, Al.
Okay.
So I had to go with it. But you see what I'm drinking? I'm drinking them black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are? Shut up.
I'm full on black now.
Full on black?
Yeah.
My man. Welcome to the club.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah,
yay.
Got through. By the way, congratulations on what you won, but there's a first world problem that comes with it, huh?
Yeah, I feel that one of those forms I've obeyed on winning a trip to the Bahamas. So I got an application text saying that I won for a 4-day, 3-night. Nice. But it's currently hurricane season over there right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe you get
when
that.
Do you have to use it?
I don't know. I'm still getting... I text them back to get the information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurricane season, right? Maybe give that as a gift to somebody.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got you something really cool.
Well,
go ahead.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Play the odds.
I'd rather not. Hi, Tori.
Hi there.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on?
So, with USPS, you can now get your mail, like they scan your mail so you can see pictures of packages and mail that are coming to you.
Love it.
So, of course, I get an email every single day. Well, my birthday is at the end of the month, and apparently my husband didn't think about this, but when he bought my birthday present, I could see what's coming. So now I have to act surprised whenever I get it.
Aww, what a good wife, though.
What did he get you?
He got me Tecova's cowboy boots.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an iPhone 11.
Are you interested in an iPhone 11? Man,
Happy birthday, poor guy.
Happy birthday, though, Tori. Enjoy your boots. And act really surprised. Mark's daughter had a first world problem for us. So she's big time complaining, huh, Mark?
Yeah, so during the summer, you know, it was real hot. And I've got one of those large Brita water dispensers. And she was complaining because it wasn't in the fridge, but she couldn't get the cold water. And I said, well, there's too much food in the fridge for the Brita to fit.
First world problem, too much food in the fridge.
First world problem.
You're putting too much food in the fridge, Mark.
Yeah. Bigger fridge, buddy.
Yeah, that's definitely a first world problem.
Yep.
Hey, if you want to get rid of that too small fridge, we'll take it.
Need really? Another one?
Look at our backup.
Oh, ours here at the office?
It doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah, it's leaking.
Yeah, it's leaking.
The freezer works, the refrigerator
does. It's a leaky fridge.
And it leaks.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great.
Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Your work's causing you to have a first world problem at home.
Yeah, well, actually, it's at work and at home. Yes, at home it's a major problem. My first world problem is I work with special needs children, and I'm so used to automatic flushers when I use the bathroom. When I go home, I have to do it manually. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah. Or you forget.
Oh, that's a whole other, that's a third world problem.
That's a third, yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.